Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder and executive director of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
There was a news item this morning that I was praying about what God would have me teach next, and it occurred to me that there was an item in this morning's news that related to another item that was recently in the news, and that those two items provide wonderful object lessons concerning something that Jesus said and that we need to remember. So let me see what passage comes to your mind when I tell you these two stories. First of all, in Lake Whitney, Texas, gated community, beautiful homes, beautiful views, expensive properties. A house was recently set on fire by a demolition crew with the blessing of the owner of the house. He said, "Yeah, that's the thing we have to do." And they destroyed this beautiful mansion. I mean, a gorgeous, huge mansion there on Lake Whitney. Why? Well, because it was built up on the bluff overlooking the lake. And the bluff had disappeared from underneath the house. So the house was teetering on the edge of the cliff, a bunch of it literally hanging out in the air. Okay? Here's this beautiful, big, expensive home in a beautiful, expensive neighborhood with a beautiful, expensive view. The problem is it's sitting out in midair, about to fall into the lake, and of course that will ruin the lake for all the neighbors. So what do? Let's burn it down. That's what they did. Meanwhile, in Rhode Island, a court just made a final declaration that a builder there who has a house valued at $1.8 million has to get rid of the house. Why? Well, because he built it on land that wasn't his. The surveyor made an honest mistake, oopsie, and the place that they placed the house, this beautiful big house valued at $1.8 million, this beautiful big house is sitting on somebody else's land. It's sitting on a park land. And so, of course, the guy who built the house went to the people who owned the property and said, "I am so sorry. Can I please buy this land from you?" And the park said, "No, it's not for sale." And he said, "But I've accidentally built on it." And they said, "We know, that's why we sued you." And he said, "But it was an accident." And they said, "But it was your mistake. You got it wrong. You built in the wrong place. It's not your land. You've got to get it off the property." So he went to court. And he made all of his arguments and all of his explanations. And the court said, "No. You got to move it." And so it looked like it would cost $300,000 to move the house. It's a lot, you know, that's more than most people spend on their house. They estimated it cost $300,000 to move the house. And the neighbors said, "You can't do that. You cannot move that huge house through our area. Because to do so would not only endanger our peace, but it would destroy the natural habitat of some of these wonderful seaside creatures we have. And so it looks as if, unless something changes, this guy not only won't be able to keep the house where he built it, he won't even be able to move it. He's going to lose that entire thing, all that investment. Now, I just want to ask you, does the combination of those two stories, does that bring any scripture, any particular scripture to mind? Those of you who've memorized the Sermon on the Mount, does that bring any scripture to mind for you? I hope so. Look in your Bible at Matthew chapter 7. Jesus talks about the wise builder and the foolish builder and what distinguishes these two. The wise builder and the foolish builder. And listen, this is the word of God from Matthew chapter 7, beginning in verse 24. Jesus is speaking. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. May God add his blessing to this reading from his holy and inspired word.
We hope you are blessed by Abiding in Christ with Pastor Jim Wood. We would like to get to know you better and hope you will take a short survey at pastorwood.org. It will only take a minute or two. Every week, we will draw a few names from those listeners who take this survey. They will be offered a free book of their choosing that is listed at pastorwood.org. We truly hope all our listeners will take this survey. Please visit our website at pastorwood.org and take our survey today.
Hi, this is Jim Wood with Abiding in Christ. As our financial year comes to a close on December 31st, we would be especially grateful to hear from you. This broadcast is funded by the generosity of God's people. And whether you use the postal service or give securely online by going to pastorwood.org or call us at 866-41-ABIDE, in any case, we're grateful for gifts large and small. Every gift matters, and we're trusting God to reward you. He promised he will.
Every one of us is building. Every day. Building something. You may be building, the Apostle Paul tells us, out of wood, hay, and straw, or you may be building with precious materials. But in either case, you're building. But let me tell you something. It is much better to have a wooden house that is built on the rock than to have a platinum house that is built on the sand. You say, oh, I'm really working hard on this. I've got plans, and I've been applying myself, and I'm so diligent, and I work so hard. If you work with tremendous dedication, and you have grandiose ideas of how you're going to do things and what it's going to look like, but you build it on the sand, when the storms come, and the storms will come, when the storms come, your building is going to come crashing down. And you have God's word on it. Literally. That's not just my opinion. That's what God says. The storms will come. Doesn't matter if you're a good builder or a bad builder. Doesn't matter if you build on the rock or the sand as far as whether or not the storms come. There are going to be storms. There are going to be difficulties. There are going to be challenges. Every single one of us are going to face hardship. We're going to face testing. We're going to go through difficulty, every single one of us. Say, oh no, I'm building to avoid that. I don't care where you build. You will face storms. A fella told me that he and his wife spent 3 years building their dream house down on the South Carolina coast. They built it to withstand Category 5 hurricanes. It was concrete. The house was concrete over steel. And it had all this metal mesh that they used to hold the concrete. Tile floors. Thick storm windows. Storm doors. I mean, it was their dream house. They designed it. They built it. They used to go down every chance they had and work on it themselves. I mean, they built a magnificent home right on the beach. Some groundskeeper there in the gated community was doing work out in the yard. And in his digging, he cut through the insulation of an underground electrical cable. And miraculously, only cut through enough to expose the inner wire, but not enough to electrocute himself. And this dangerous exposed cable lay there under the ground in the sand, waiting until the water came up. And when the water came up, I don't understand exactly how all this happened. I'm just telling you what was reported to me by the homeowner. The electricity arced and began to heat up this man's house. Basically, it electrified the whole thing. The neighbors said it was the spookiest thing they'd ever seen. You know how a toaster element gets? Red hot? That's what happened to this guy's house. And right before it exploded, the neighbors could see the metal grid red hot through the concrete. And they're looking at that and wondering, what's going on? And suddenly as they look, sun had gone down, it was evening, tide had come up, the water had under the sand, there was water there, and I mean, this house is now glowing in the dark. This whole thing has this weird glow until suddenly, it was like somebody had struck a match. And everything in that house that was flammable burned, and everything in that house that wasn't flammable melted. And the metal that was in that house that had never been designed as a toaster element, just melted and collapsed like this, and the whole house just turned in on itself and was destroyed. And that man told me, God really got my attention, because I realized that I had made an idol of that house. Now, I want to remind you, you're building. Where are you building? And what are you building with? Are you building with wood, hay, and straw? You know, hay is really not a good thing to build out of. When I was a little kid, we not only had the wise man built his house upon the rock, the wise man built his house upon the rock. That was about this passage. We also had the story of the three little pigs. Remember the story of the three little pigs? If not, you're culturally deprived. Need to get educated. We try and help with that here. But you remember, one of the pigs built his house out of straw. It won't stand up very well against a wolf. Remember? Let me tell you something. That story may be a children's story, but it illustrates a truth. Because the one who built out of straw may have had an easier time building his house, but he didn't have a place of safety. The house was not capable of doing what it was supposed to do. And that is provide shelter and protection. You are building right now. Are you building with care? Are you building with diligence? Are you building with discipline? Or are you being lazy, just taking the easy way? I'll do whatever I have to do, just the minimum. The most important part of your building is where you build. It's more important than what you build with, how many square feet you got, how many stories, do you have a fireplace? All those things are secondary to where you build. Because if you build a mansion on somebody else's property, it is doomed to destruction.
Well, how's that practical? What does that mean for us?
I'll give you an example. I know people who have developed really committed relationships. Only problem is it was with somebody else's spouse. Okay? And they've even come to tell me about how they just can't give this up because they do love this person. Well, here's the difficulty with that. That's somebody else's wife. Don't tell me about how great a relationship it is. It isn't. It's somebody else's spouse. If you build a relationship like that, you're building on sand, and when the storm comes, and the storm will come, you'll be destroyed. And you're going to take some other people out with you. Now I'm telling you, you cannot build a lasting life on disobedience to God. When I was a kid, I heard numerous people tell me, Jesus is the rock. Well, Jesus is the rock, but not in this passage. What's the rock in this passage? Obedience to God's word. That's what Jesus says. People told me, you know, well, when it talks about building your life on the rock, that's talking about building your life on Jesus. Well, Jesus says, no, actually, I'm talking about obedience here. Because there are a lot of people who want to say they're building their life on Jesus, but they're not being obedient to his word. If you're not being obedient to his word, you're not building on Jesus. Whatever you may say about it, you're not building on Jesus. Oh, I'm a Christian. Jesus, why do you call me Lord and don't do what I say? If you love me, you'll keep my commands. That's what Jesus says. So look again in verse 24 of Matthew chapter 7. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. It is not enough to read the Bible and listen to the teaching and then go do your own thing. It's obedience that matters. If you want to build on the rock, you have to do the word. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, James says. Are you walking in obedience to God? Are you doing what the Lord says? Or are you just hearing it? It's not enough just to hear. You got to obey. You got to do what the word says. Because the other fellow was not somebody who hadn't, unfortunately, had not heard the word of the Lord. Oh, don't our hearts go out to all those people who've just never heard? Well, yes, our hearts should go out to them. But what about the people in verse 26 that Jesus is talking about in this passage where he says, everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. You and I are going to be held accountable for what we know. Jesus told a story about a man who went to a far country and gave his servants instructions about what they were to do while he was gone. And while he was away, they all misbehaved. They all messed up. He says, when he returned, all of them were punished. But the ones who were punished most severely are those who knew the most. That tells us a couple of things. One is that there will be differences in punishment in hell, just like there are differences in reward in heaven. God is not a communist. And in heaven, there will be those who have greater reward. There will be others who get into heaven, but smelling of smoke, as it were. Because what they did in this life is going to get burned up because they did not build with valuable things. They built with wood, hay, and stubble. But they're still going to get in because they really were saved by God's grace. But Jesus tells us that there will be those who will be beaten with few blows compared to those who will be beaten with many. Those who will be beaten with many are those who knew the most. Did you know that every time you sit here, your accountability goes up? Oh, no. I already knew I didn't like this because I have to sit still for almost 45 minutes. You just don't know how difficult that is. Well, here's the thing. Every time you sit here, every time they have devotions in the home, every time you go to church on Sunday, additional information from God's Word is being given to you for which you are responsible. You can't say, well, I didn't know that. Well, nobody told me. You want God to play the tape? Now, I'm preaching not just to you. I'm preaching to me. I'm not only responsible for what I say, I'm responsible for what I know. And if I do not obey what God says in His Word, I'm going to answer to Him for that. And furthermore, when the storms come, I will not be protected by what I know. I can't say, wait, I know where the rock is. Did you build on it? Wait, listen, I can recite a lot of scripture. Do you want to hear me say a bunch of scripture? That won't get you through the storm if you're not being obedient. It will simply come back and remind you of what you knew and didn't do. So, Jesus says, be careful where you build. Because if you don't build on the rock, when the storms come, whatever you've built and however pretty it is and however people say it's worth millions, it's all going to come crashing down. It's all going to come crashing down. That's what it says. The rain came, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. It fell with a great crash. Who wants that as their epitaph? Doesn't have to be so.
So, Pastor Wood, you're kind of scaring me this morning. You're making me uncomfortable.
My goal is not to make you uncomfortable. My goal is to try and spare you from what happened to the guy in Rhode Island and what happened to the guy in Texas. I want you to build on the rock. You can.
Say, well, no, I'm not a very good builder.
Well, all the more reason why you need to be careful about your foundation. Because if the structure gets a little damaged in the storm, you can fix that. There'll be more than one storm. But if the foundation isn't good, if you're not seeking to walk in obedience to God, then it's liable to be a total loss. I plead with you. I plead with you. Build your life in obedience to God. And you will never regret it. I have never met anybody who regretted being obedient to God. But I know so many who wish they could go back and obey.
Thank you for listening to Abiding in Christ with Pastor Jim Wood. Did you know that along with being an excellent Bible teacher, Pastor Wood has authored over a dozen books? We'd like to encourage you to visit pastorwood.org for resources and books authored by Pastor Wood and his wife, Susan. You can also listen to or download teachings by Pastor Wood 24/7. Please visit pastorwood.org today. That's pastorwood.org.
You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE, or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.